the goal is make marketing efficient, right? Let the marketer focus more on strategy, on what he needs to do, and less so on the execution. Let Factorial take care of the execution.
This is the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast, showcasing outstanding startups and initiatives in the global sports tech ecosystem. From Sports Tech X, the leading source for data and insights about sports tech, here is your host, Roan Malhotra.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast. This is your host, Roan, and we are still in our month focusing on our recently published Global Sports Tech Ecosystem Report. If you haven't downloaded it yet, go check it out. It is our first edition of summarizing. We've been doing this by region, by North American Sports Tech Report, European and Asia Pacific, where we look at the ecosystems in isolation. This year, for the first time, we've presented a global ecosystem report, where we not only show you the investment data compared by region, but also showcasing all the investors, the accelerators, the innovation initiatives in each of the regions, all in one place. So go check that out. Now, as you might have followed, we're featuring on the podcast some of the companies that were featured in the report. And one such is a company named Factorial, from my hometown, Namma Bengaluru, and I've got the CEO on the show, Aditya. Welcome to the show, Aditya.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Great to have you on. All right, so what does Factorial do? I will let Aditya describe it in more detail, but essentially they help with automation of fan data and fan engagement. And they do this for a number of large B2B clients in sports, in the US, in Europe, and so on. But enough out of me about Factorial. I will let Aditya talk to us about it some more. We did feature Factorial in our recent report, so you can go through that as well. Aditya, over to you. But before we get to the Factorial story, I always want to know more about the person that I'm speaking to. So what brought you on this journey to just build a company like Factorial?
Interesting. So, in fact, I'm not one of those early into the entrepreneurship kind of founders, right? So it's my 25th year in the industry. Started off as a software engineer, as a techie, moved through the ranks, predominantly in my initial days developing telecommunications software, right? For the likes of Siemens AG and Nokia Siemens Networks post that. In between, also had a short stint for a couple of years as an entrepreneur, trying to develop what you see now as Siri, which has become so popular. We tried to do that on the Symbian phones way back in 2003-2004 timeframe, right? So post that, I joined Cisco, leading the product management for their email security business. And after that, joined the Mahindra Group, in the Tech Mahindra Group company called Comviva as its CTO and head of the messaging business. So as part of our thoughts and long-term strategy, we wanted to basically expand beyond telecommunications as a vertical in company. We wanted to get into a business that is high growth. We wanted to expand beyond our predominantly strong markets of Asia, Africa, Latin America, get into more US and Europe. And Tech Mahindra runs a very good internal incubation program, right? So Factorial essentially is a genesis of that program where we essentially pitched to our management for investment, and it started off as an idea that was basically tested out as what it could do for US and Europe markets, especially given that was our focus. So we started off as a marketing automation company, trying to simplify communication, engagement of customers for businesses. We found our strong footing in sports, incidentally, with our first customer being the Jacksonville Jaguars. And post that, one led to the other, and then a lot of sports teams now use Factorial for their omnichannel communication. So right now, we have just spun off as a completely independent entity, come out of the incubator, and looking to really scale the business going forward.
Interesting. So the genesis of the company was not in sports, but you found traction in sports, and therefore this is where you've dedicated your time now, I guess.
Absolutely. That's correct. So we had a couple of areas where we wanted to first try out, obviously, and find our product market fit. And in terms of that, we did e-commerce. We looked at the large enterprises owing to our parent company's access and so on. So where we really found our metal is we were solving the exact problems that sports marketers were desperately looking for, right, for a solution. So that's how we have now narrowed down our entire focus on sports.
Just for our international listeners, Tech Mahindra is a very large IT-enabled services provider coming from India, who are also quite active in sports. They have a Formula E team of their own. They also support, let's say, sports in a bunch of different ways. So it makes sense for me that you guys came out of the an incubator run by Tech Mahindra. All right, so we've got a little bit about the history of the company. Tell us, what exactly does Factorial do? You already mentioned a little bit about customer data segmentation and fan data segmentation. But let's maybe walk me through it in a bit of a timeline. So when did you start with the Jacksonville Jaguars? Which year was this?
This was in 2020.
2020, so a couple of years ago. So what did you start doing for them, and what are you doing for them and other customers now?
So always our vision has been very clear that we want to be the all-in-one engagement automation platform for sports teams, right? Once we finalize on sports teams. What we found was through various customer clinics and doing a roadshow, talking to a lot of customers and heads of marketing, that today people really struggle with too many tools because of the proliferation of various channels over time. They have deployed a tool for each of those channels over time and now are having to integrate and mash up all of them to trying to consolidate this tag, their data together. So that is one big challenge that teams face today. The second problem that teams face today is obviously the data is in silos, right? None of the platforms themselves by design talk to each other. You have to build integrations, and that costs time, resource, money. Right. And the third issue is a byproduct of all of this is you do not get a 360-degree view of your customer or your fan, which means that your engagements are always suboptimal. Right. You are always doing more in probably in terms of wastage and being less efficient. So these are essentially the three problems that we solve. A byproduct of this is also our customers are really enjoying a significant reduction in their total cost of ownership because we are able to bring all of this in a pre-integrated stack in a single platform. So that's essentially the premise of what Factorial is, and that's what caught the attention of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So there with the Jags, we help them consolidate their MarTech stack from about 9 different tools to Factorial. That's one step that we help them achieve. The second one is we are now actively enabling the Jags to hit a home run on their UK base because they are one of the teams selected for the international game in London. So they are actually now expanding their fan base in the UK using our platform. And WhatsApp as a channel is one of the key mediums that we are enabling them to do that on.
Nice. Okay. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars will be more interested in scoring touchdowns than hitting home runs, but I'm glad you're helping them do that.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry for the baseball reference, but yes.
All good. We got there. All right. So nice segue into maybe some other clients and other success stories that you have that you've been working with over the last, let's say, 12, 18 months. Apart from the Jags, any other names that we would know? And what have you been doing for them?
So we've helped a major team in the Indian Premier League, the cricket league in India, probably one of the most watched globally today. And the first winners of the Indian Premier League, the Rajasthan Royals, we actually engaged with them in late 21, I would say early 22. And in fact, through the first season that we enabled them to totally increase their fan base by about 2x within the span of 1 year. They actually use our platform to communicate to their fans on email, on SMS text, on WhatsApp, through push notifications on both mobile and their website, right? So it's truly omnichannel, and all the fan data was consolidated on our platform. So through this, we were able to actually help them achieve a 3x growth in their online store revenues as well. So we have pre-integrations built with e-commerce sites that helps us really recover abandoned carts, help increase conversions. So 3x growth in online revenues for them as well happened during this period. And also one of the core innovations that we do as a platform is basically deploy what we call as the fan maturity model for our teams. So what it helps is to really identify who are the fanatics, fan base for your team, who are the casuals, the fan sitters, and so on. So then you can have targeted strategies aligned to each of them. The idea is always to try and see how do you maximize your fanatics base, because by empirical data through also Deloitte's survey, fanatics typically spend close to about 3 times on a team compared to a casual fan. So mm-hmm. that's the whole intent of why do you want to have more and more fanatics, right? So this is some of the things that we have achieved with the Rajasthan Royals in India. The Gwinnett Stripers, a baseball team, part of the Atlanta Braves setup, previously now part of the Diamond Holdings. So they also use Factorial for engaging with their fan base. And they have seen a significantly higher engagement rate even compared to industry standards. So they were at around 15-20% engagement rate on email. Right now they're close to 40% engagement rate on email, which is unprecedented on that channel, right? And they also grew their ticket sales by 2x just because they were able to target, they were able to personalize using our platform. Likewise, we are in soccer, we have the Indy 11, the Louisville City franchise. Then we have many teams from the United Soccer League, the one of the largest soccer leagues in the U.S., who are on our platform today.
Fantastic out there. It sounds like you were doing some heavy name dropping and showing off, but that is fantastic to hear a team from Bangalore acquiring clients like that all over the world in different leagues as well. A lot of those were in the US, but we've also covered some Indian markets as well. So great to hear and very encouraging for the Indian sports tech ecosystem as well. I want to stay with you on, let's say, the buying process, because one of the challenges that I always talk when we talk to startups or even on the buyer side is that sports teams today are understanding that these are large commercial businesses, certainly in the US, but in the rest of the world as well, that they need to operate as large commercial businesses or growing concerns, and they need to automate and digitally transform their processes and things like that. When you're selling into a potential client in the US versus India versus other parts of the world, do you feel like you still, there's an educative process about telling them, hey, this is why you need to do this to understand data about your fans? Or do you find that is the audience is already mature enough that they understand they need the solution? Then it's just about finding the right vendor and the right relationship and pricing and so on. Which part of the process do you think we are, just as an overall macro level conversation?
Great question. It depends on the league, right? I see clearly that different leagues, different sports, and even within the region itself, different leagues have varied levels of tech affinity, if you will, and knowledge of how they can leverage tech for engaging with their fan base. I think at the end of the day, all sports teams want to do the same, right? Their goals are the same. Increase fan engagement, increase ticket sales, keep fans engaged around the year. So I think those do not go away. Those are common. But where they vary is in terms of how do they leverage tech to actually get to those goals, right? Because we have spoken to teams where they are still on a manual CSV file import to send out communication, right? So they import lists and then send it out as a mass blast and hope that it sticks. We have also seen on the other side, for example, NBA is amongst the most tech-savvy leagues globally. And we see them, their tech stack to be quite mature. Though even there are pockets. For example, this still do not understand what fan maturity is, as an example, right? Newer channels of introduction for WhatsApp is still something that they have not embraced, given that NBA has such a big international fan base. So there are still pockets where we can go and deliver value to such leagues. But definitely it varies across leagues as to what they're looking for and from where do they start. So many of the smaller teams, minor leagues, we start by simply saying, just automate one channel first. Email, we'll help you personalize, we'll help you target, we'll help you get better engagement. Then, for example, the Louisville City then added on SMS texting as an add-on, right? From email, they progress further. And like I told you, WhatsApp is something else that's catching the craze right now. So depending on where you are in terms of your own business maturity from a smart tech point of view, you would either deploy individual capabilities of the platform or you would go in to say, hey, my need right now is a consolidation exercise. So the pitch varies based on whom we speak.
And that's powerful because then you're essentially adapting to the requirements, of course, of the client and also the level of maturity of the client as well. As you said, depending on their tech affinity level, you can adapt your solution, which is also a reason that I like Factorial. I mean, a little segue, but we've been talking about it for a while, just from the data perspective, that 21 and 22 were certainly, there was a lot of investment in fan-focused solutions. Sports, after the pandemic, has realized that they need to find better ways to connect with fans and engage with the fan. And I guess the first step of that is knowing your fan, which is where a solution like Factorial comes in.
Stay up to date with all things sports tech and sign up for our newsletter. You'll get a monthly breakdown of the most important developments in the global sports tech ecosystem, paired with exclusive interviews with industry leaders. Get all of this and more delivered directly to your inbox. Sign up today at sportstechx.com.
Any other challenges? Actually, maybe I'll ask you an India-specific question because you obviously work in that market. Just for, again, our international listeners to shine the light on what's happening over there. You've already got an Indian IPL team as a client. Maybe you have more in the pipeline. Is it only that you can seriously sell only to the IPL or are the other leagues also opening up to these opportunities?
You have to adjust. See, the key thing is a lot of teams and a lot of other sports within India operate significantly with marketing agencies. So you have to actually target the agencies rather than the sports teams themselves, because those are the guys who actually make the tech decisions or use the platform. So what happens is a lot of sports teams in India take up managed services with marketing agencies rather than they owning any of those tech and the ownership responsibility to really do the campaigns and so on, right? So therefore, you have to sell into the agencies rather than the sports team themselves. The team becomes an influencer, but in a way, you have to convince the agency. So that I see a big difference in how typically teams in India, the vast majority of them look at tech buying versus what I've seen in the US, where each of the teams actually make those decisions themselves, at least most of them.
Interesting. I mean, so basically, Indian sports is getting to the point where they understand they require it. So they will outsource the function, but they still don't have, let's say, the cost justification, or they don't have the ROI analysis, whatever, to justify that we should own it in-house and invest our own resources. And I guess that's just a matter of time, surely.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think for me, every year I come back to India, obviously, to escape the Berlin winter. and I make it a point to try to catch at least a few live games, whether it's going for an IPL game or mainly ISL, because I enjoy watching football a bit more. And I find it incredible that the fan experience has not changed since 20 years ago when I was a kid, you know, going for test matches or ODIs at the Chinnaswamy Stadium. You get the same popcorn and same Pepsi in the guys walking around the aisles. There's really nothing that has been invested in the fan experience side of things in India, which is incredible because there is such a fanatical following of sport in India, growing from cricket into other sports. So there are tremendous opportunities in the Indian market that I genuinely believe in. It's just about catching up with the rest of the West. And
I think that is changing right now, yeah, Ron, as well. People are experimenting with newer channels like WhatsApp. People are doing the consolidation of fan data. They understand they need a CDP of sorts. Right. So those things are changing right now. A lot of fantasy leagues have come up, which is trying to attack them on the digital side. Yeah.
Yeah, that's clearly, again, just to stay on the India market, and we'll wrap it up here with you absolutely bang on, hit the nail on the head. Fantasy has been the first point of inflection of really how do we engage with our fans, get them. And it's a financial asset at the end of the day. Fans are investing money to get return and so on. But at least it started this trend, and it's also gathering a lot of data. Of course, these fantasy teams and fantasy players for their clients. So I think it's the start of something big. Indian sports tech, we've been talking about it for a while, is one of the biggest and fastest growing globally for all these reasons. The people are there and they all love sports. Now it's just about the teams themselves finding good ways to justify costs and invest in monetizing their fans and providing a better experience at the same time. All right. So that's a little bit about India. Let's talk focus back on you guys at Factorial. What's next? What's coming up over the next 12, 18 months? Like, what are the main triggers that you all are looking for?
So a few things that from a product platform capability perspective, our focus is to actually get through more and more solution integrations, because the more pre-built integrations we have, like ticketing platforms, your ERP systems, CRMs, and let's say in-stadium entry security mechanisms, right? Your kiosks and so on. So that's a focus, so that the more you are integrated, the more the data is enriched about a fan. And that enables you to basically put your personalization into hyper mode, right? That's one of the key driving factors for us. The second one is obviously with OpenAI and the revolution that's happening from a ChatGPT perspective. We have taken the first steps in terms of how do you leverage that to help a marketer. Our entire email campaign management today is totally driven by OpenAI, with smart AI tools that help a marketer automatically generate content, images, text, subject line recommendations. So all that is now already come in. We will expand that across the channels as well. The goal is make marketing efficient, right? Let the marketer focus more on strategy, on what he needs to do, and less so on the execution. Let Factorial take care of the execution. So that's the driving factor from a product platform perspective. From a go-to-market perspective, US would remain a primary focus over the next 12 to 18 months. But probably early 2024, we plan to enter into UK and Europe with a dedicated business development there. Obviously, we are in India and that would expand. So that is from a go-to-market perspective, how we want to evolve.
Got it. So a little bit more of the product and selling into some new markets. Sounds like exciting times for you guys at Factorial. Yeah, as I mentioned before, we've already featured you in our ecosystem report. And if anybody wants to get in touch, so that's one place that you can know more. Of course, go to the website. And Aditya, if anybody wants to reach out to you, what's the best place to find you? LinkedIn or your email?
Absolutely. I'm on LinkedIn. You can reach out to me at aditya@factorial.com directly or through my website. We are a team that everyone looks at what's happening on our platform assets. So you will never go unnoticed.
Perfect. So it should be easy to get in touch with you then. Now, Aditya Dhruva on LinkedIn, we will drop the links for Aditya's coordinates in the episode notes. All right, Aditya, I think that's a nice little episode, which has moved along quickly, brings me to my last question. And usually is my favorite question to ask. I like to believe that we are all sports fans first, everybody who's working in this industry. So what has been your favorite sporting moment, either one that you have participated in as a fan or as an athlete, whichever way you want to go?
Interesting. So just because I'm in India, I think cricket is a religion. So I'm part of that religion as a favorite sport for me. But personally, I take very heavy interest in Formula One and how the technology is evolving and how everything has moved towards a lot more energy efficient, let's say, vehicles today, right? The key thing is, I mean, till about 10 years ago, efficiency in internal combustion engines, you could never expect to be more than 20%. But in the last 10 years, you are now at something around 50 to 55% efficiency coming out. I mean, those are like leaps and bounds changes that's happening in the space. So I'm a fan of the tech. I'm a fan of the sport. But one moment that for me is defines the sports, all-time sports for me, is obviously the MS Dhoni 6 at the Wankhede Stadium, where India won the World Cup.
I had a feeling that would be the answer. 2011, it's an iconic moment. Most Indians who come on the show will cite that moment. But I love the Formula One one. So maybe if there's a moment that you want to cite me from Formula One that you remember, who was your favorite driver, for example?
It was and has always been Mika Häkkinen, the Finnish guy. I always sided with him and with McLaren in those days. They were really amongst the best. And the favorite moment was the double overtake that he did at Spa, right? Was it 98 or 99? That's awesome. On the Kemmel Straight. Yeah, on the Kemmel Straight.
Yeah, incredible. I was literally thinking of the exact same moment. I mean, I was a Mika Häkkinen fan. I was never a Shumi guy. My brother was a Shumi guy, so also sibling rivalry built in. But yeah, the incredible moment he takes. I think it was Ricardo Zonta and Schumacher. And Schumacher started to hide behind the other guy and Häkkinen goes over. And after the race, yes, he's complaining to Michael because Michael blocked him off in a previous corner or something.
Exactly, the previous one, yeah.
He's like, you're being unsafe. And Michael has gone on record a few times saying that Mika Häkkinen was his toughest rival. So incredible times talking about sport. One thing, just to round this episode over, because I love talking about Formula One, I love talking about sports, because you mentioned engine efficiency, I think there is, I mean, the Formula One as a sport is moving towards sustainability economically as well as to the environment. I mean, since Liberty Media has come over, there have been so many new rule changes that have come into the sport. And one of those is the new engine formats coming into 2026, which is
2026.
Yeah, we're seeing so many more car manufacturers showing interest in Formula One because they genuinely believe that they can use the advancements, mechanical and in other ways on their engines, that they can push to road cars. So we've already seen Audi, which will come in for 2026. Ford has partnered with Red Bull. Honda is in advanced talks to come back after their partnership with Red Bull was terminated. So it's a fascinating moment in Formula One, and hopefully Drive to Survive will continue to build and attract more users. So yeah, always good to talk to a fellow F1 fan. All right.
Awesome.
All right, that is a wrap from the episode. Thank you for joining me, for taking the time to you, to Ravi, to the whole team, for the fantastic job that you're doing at Factorial. And yeah, as we've mentioned, if you'd like to get in touch with Aditya, his coordinates will be in the show notes. So thanks for your time, Aditya.
Thanks so much, Ron, for having me.
Fantastic. All right, guys, that's a wrap for another episode. Like I mentioned, this is all part of our month of doing or featuring companies in our ecosystem report. We will be bringing our themes back from last, let's say the quarter before. We did an investor month. We did the sports tech in the Middle East. We did sports tech for fan experiences. This next 3 month lineup will be quite interesting. We're going to do AI in sports. We have to talk about it. So many great solutions. And we've got a few lined up for you, which are, let's say, a bit off the beaten track and not just AI and performance analytics and stuff, but some other interesting areas that solutions are touching. We're going to focus on women in sports tech and how sports tech is enabling the fast growth of women's sports all across the world. And lastly, we're going to close with a month about sports tech for the differently abled and how sports tech is helping sports become more inclusive and reach wider audiences. All of this coming up for you in the next 3 months or so. So stay tuned. See you guys next week. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast with Roan Malhotra. If you like our show, let us know and leave a review. And if you want to know more about us, check out sportstechx.com, where you can find our latest industry reports and updates. For a deeper dive into all things sports tech, check out our comprehensive database, SportsTechDB, at sportstechdb.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media. You can find us at SportsTechX on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Join us next time for another insightful conversation with a leader in sports tech.